Hello, this is Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, May 29th, 2025. First off, we have Run for the Wall Participants Make Stop in Watseka by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. More than 300 participants took part in the Run for the Wall event that stopped in Watseka May 27th. They gathered in Legion Park for lunch hosted by the Watseka Legion Post 23 and then a short ceremony before heading to their final stop in Marseille. This is the fourth year the riders have stopped in Watseka. Post 23 Commander Rick Zebart said, "A lot of our experiences was in preparation, getting the logistics, making sure we had enough food for everybody. We succeeded again." The meaning of this is that it comes from the heart. These people put so much of their time and effort into making the ride. They have selected Watseka as a good location before their final destination in Marseille for the Middle East conflict wall. They dedicate all this time and their money to make this happen. They come to the post and they always greet us and are very thankful for everything we give to them. As you can see, they are now helping with the chairs and tables to put it back where it was originally. The post is working very hard to get this ready. It's always worth it. It's something we look forward to every year. Route Coordinator Bill Cobb Brailer said, "We had about 327 people register for the run. Many of the folks here today started in Ontario, California, or maybe some other places along the way. We have three routes that run from Ontario to Washington, D.C. One route takes I-70, one takes I-40, and one takes I-10. We all come together again on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. That completes the first part of the mission. Then on Sunday, the day before Memorial Day, Sandbox Route, which is what we are, leaves from Springfield, Virginia, and we ride to the Middle East conflict wall in Marseille. This is a new route. This is the fourth year. It was started because we realized that a lot of the Vietnam vets are starting to age out, and it's getting hard to ride bikes. We want to keep this mission going because it's so important. So we are trying to bring younger people in. The Middle East Conflicts Wall Memorial was started by a group called Illinois Freedom Riders Motorcycle Club. This is to honor all the military members who made the ultimate sacrifice and given their lives for their country since the Vietnam War. So Desert Storm, Iraq, Afghanistan, all those people's names are on that wall. That's a younger generation. This way we keep this mission going. It's so important we remember these folks and honor their memories and remind our country that we have some amazing people that step up and take the oath and serve their country, knowing that they could die. It's something that can't be forgotten and something that has to continue." He said, "Watseka is an important stop for the group. The recon group for the riders go along the route and find places that the group can stop at. Watseka is just beautiful. This park is fantastic. The people here are so great. It's so nice to come here. It didn't used to be our awards presentation stop, but we've made it that. It works out really well for us. We love to come here, and we will continue for sure." He said the route coordinator works with a lot of people along the way. Scott Allen of Watseka is a state coordinator. "The group stopped at Casey's in Watseka to fuel up before heading on to Marseille." Brailer said the group includes people from all walks of life and make the ride each year. Mayor Benny Marcier said he wanted to recognize Tammy and Scott Allen. "The Gold Star Memorial would not exist without the dedication and effort they put in," he said. "That memorial is in Legion Park and was dedicated this month. It's going to be looked at and honored and appreciated for a long time after we're all gone. We're very appreciative of it." Marcier said after the ceremony, "For people who have never been here before, it's unbelievable. They have probably heard the motorcycles come through town, but until you actually physically see it and talk to the people that are involved with the ride for the wall, you would be here every year supporting them and welcoming them. They are the backbone of America. I'm just so glad to recognize them and so glad they come to Watseka." Memorial Day Ceremonies Conducted in Watseka by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. A crowd gathered in Watseka's Legion Park May 26th for Memorial Day services. Legion Post 23 Commander Rick Zebart said, "I want to thank you all for your attendance today. It's such a special day of remembrance to those that have fallen in the defense of our great nation. It's a day to remember the sacrifice of young men and women who were on foreign soils fighting opponents they did not know, but they did fight alongside others that they trained with, recreated with, and developed a bond of protection for each other that was unsurpassed by any other relationship. Sadly, in times of war or training, there are times that sacrifices are made, and today is the day we remember those sacrifices and the sacrifices of their families." He asked the audience to stand for the presentation of the flags, which included the America flag and the flags of each military branch. First United Methodist Church Pastor Darla Holden gave the opening and closing prayers. Earl Kroll sang the Star-Spangled Banner. After the Pledge of Allegiance was recited, Zebart spoke about it. "Just a few moments ago, we recited the Pledge of Allegiance, something we have done many times in the past. It makes me think, do we really intend what the pledge means to those who serve and have served in the military? When a person is inducted in the military, they take a pledge. That pledge goes like this: I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulation and the universal code of military justice, so help me God." Every time a veteran recites the Pledge of Allegiance, they often think of the oath of enlistment and what it meant to them and to others before them. The flag of the United States of America is a symbol of strength, of democracy, and of freedom. When we make that pledge, we are pledging to support our nation, our veterans, and to always remember the veterans that paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we can still recite the Pledge of Allegiance of the United States of America. Zebart introduced guest speaker Roger Failand, a local history teacher. "Every year, we gather to commemorate a day on the calendar that is uniquely American and, for many, solemn. We honor the fallen, specifically those who died in the service of our country. To die young is more than just an early end, but to miss out on so much of life. We call it tragic. I'm reminded that Jesus once told Peter, 'Don't compare your situation to John's. Your job is to follow me. Bring glory to my name and your works. Keep the faith.' It's sometimes very difficult to stay positive in the midst of a struggle. Struggle is coming for us all. Some of us have or will mourn the loss of a young life. Some struggle with illness, mental or physical. Some struggle with addiction, broken relationships, situations that are self-inflicted or no fault of our own. It is natural to ask God why, but God tells us, 'Seek the kingdom first,' and he doesn't tell us it will be easy. On Memorial Day, we take a day to honor, to pay homage for the sacrifices others made in the line of duty to the benefit of our nation. We owe them a debt of gratitude. These ceremonies take place all over our great nation, and I love that about our country. We know there were some who gave all. We who are here now still have precious time on our side. We can make a difference of the lives of the people in our sphere, and we know each day is a gift. I love seeing the ceremonies on TV. I love driving around to see decorations laid on the graves, the way we take pride in the appearance of our cemeteries. It's a sign of respect. Part of our responsibility as Americans today is to transfer the culture to the next generation and pray for wisdom we are doing it the right way. Why do we do this? Because we can, and because we must. We live in a free country. We live in the best country, and I have no problems saying that out loud. But being a free country, the best country, takes hard work. It means accepting responsibility. It means service to others. Whether you do it for pay or out of a sense of benevolence, we do it. We love our families. We love our neighbors. We serve in so many ways, but many serve in a way that puts them in harm's way. It puts their family in a constant state of stress that most of us will never fully appreciate. I don't know how they do it. Perhaps they fall back on what Jesus told Peter. You worry about yourself, and I'll worry about them. There is a plan in place. Trust in me. So we take time on this day to pause and reflect. Many have died so others can live free. We owe them more than just words. We owe them our best effort every day. The Founding Fathers believe that we can deserve to be free, so we teach others what we've learned. We appreciate the value of hard work. We continue to work to preserve our culture. Memorial Day is an important part of that culture. For many, Memorial Day is the beginning of summer. It can be both solemn and fun. No doubt we've already shared a laugh today, embraced an old friend or neighbor, discussed the prospects of the Chicago Cubs in the postseason, mulled over how we should have planted something different in the garden, or asked, when should I start the grill? Fun stuff. Things that free men and women have the opportunity to ponder. Though this is not the first time he has spoken at the Memorial Day ceremonies, Phelan said he was apprehensive when asked to speak this time. He is not a veteran. That's not a fraternity I share. So what insight can I share with a group of veterans and their families? He said it is an honor to be asked, and he would do his best. He said he once spoke about Decoration Day and its origins. I've always been intrigued by the past, so I dug a little deeper into those that were there for the first official Decoration Day. He said in 1868, the date of May 30th was chosen for Decoration Day. National Commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, General John Logan of Illinois, proclaimed the date, he said. There were 5,000 participants who decorated the graves of 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried at Arlington Cemetery on the first Decoration Day. General James Garfield made a speech, a prayer was given, a hymn was sung, a patriotic song was sung, and an original poem was recited before the 44th Infantry Band performed a dirge. He said, as he thought about it, the ceremonies today are similar to that first ceremony. He spoke of Garfield's speech. What did he say that captured the attention of the audience? Here's a portion. If silence is ever golden, it must be here, beside the graves of 15,000 men whose lives were more significant than speech, whose life was a poem, the music of which can never be sung. With words we make promises, plight faith, promises may not be kept, plighted faith may be broken, vaunted virtue may be only the cunning mask of vice. We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke. But we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country they accepted death and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue. For the noblest man that lives, there still remains a conflict. He must still withstand the assaults of time and fortune, must still be assailed with temptations before which lofty natures have fallen. But with these the conflict ended. The victory was won. When death stamped on them the great steel of heroic character and closed a record which years can never blot, I know of nothing more appropriate on this occasion than to inquire what brought these men here. What high motive led them to condense life into an hour and to crown that hour by joyfully welcoming death? Let us consider. We began the war for union alone, but we had not gone far into its darkness before a new element was added to the conflict, which filled the army and the nation with cheerful but intense religious enthusiasm. In lessons that could not be misunderstood, the nation was taught that God had linked to our own the destiny of an enslaved race, that their liberty and our union were indeed one and inseparable. It was this that made the soul of John Brown the marching companion of our soldiers, and made them sing as they went down to battle, "In the beauty of the lilies Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom which transfigures you and me. As he died to make me holy, let us die and make men free. His truth is marching on." With such inspirations, failure was impossible. The struggle consecrated in some degree every man who bore a worthy path. Fortunate men, your country lives because you died. Your fame is placed where the breath of slander can never reach it, where the mistakes of a weary life can never dim its brightness. Coming generations will rise up to call you blessed. Feyland asked his students to distribute the words to taps. He said he believes patriotism is increasing and that it can be seen in the youth. He noted that the students didn't have to be there on Memorial Day, but wanted to be. He said that originally, taps had no lyrics. At some point, a poem was added. "Thank you to all who serve and put yourselves in harm's way for others. That's no insignificant thing. We pray your families know peace during times of anguish or loneliness, and we are grateful to live in a free country where we can commemorate this day together here and now, and then go see our family and friends, truly cherishing that time together, whatever our activity may be. True freedom was paid for by Christ on the cross, and now it must be continually defended by the blood of brothers in arms. We are forever grateful for those who have answered the call of duty. May your deeds bring glory to God. I think patriotic Americans know how to show respect, but it's sometimes very hard to find the words to say. So we just say, God bless you and God bless America." Illinois Department of Transportation announces interstate work begins near Clifton. Dateline Ottawa. The Illinois Department of Transportation announced recently that construction on Interstate 57 in Iroquois County will begin Wednesday, May 28th. The nearly 5-mile work zone is from a half mile north of the Illinois 116 interchange, exit 293, to 2 miles north of the Clifton interchange, exit 297. According to information from IDOT, work will mill and resurface the road, including the Clifton interchange ramps. One lane of traffic will be open in each direction during the $9.8 million project, which is expected to be completed in September. Motorists can expect delays and should allow extra time for trips through this area and be prepared for slow and stopping traffic. To avoid the work area, when feasible, use of alternate routes should be considered. Drivers are urged to pay close attention to changed conditions and signs in the work zones, obey the posted speed limits, refrain from using mobile devices, and be alert for workers and equipment. Over the next 6 years, IDOT is planning to improve more than 3,000 miles of highway and nearly 10 million square feet of bridge deck as part of the Rebuild Illinois capital program, which is investing $33.2 billion into all modes of transportation. Accomplishments through year five of Rebuild Illinois include approximately $16 billion worth of improvements statewide on 6,541 miles of highway, 686 bridges, and 986 additional safety improvements. Mobile home taxes due May 30th in Iroquois County. Iroquois County Treasurer Kurt Albers announced that the deadline to pay mobile home taxes without penalty is Friday, May 30th. After that date, as required by the Illinois statutes, a $25 per month late fee not to exceed $100 will be charged, according to information from Albers' office. The Treasurer's office is open from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be closed for the federal holidays. Both coupons should be presented when making payments in person or by mail. The late fee will not be assessed if payments have a postmark of May 31st. Unpaid taxes will result in a lien being filed. There is a drop box at the administrative center near the entrance of the 911 center. Payments can be dropped off during non-office hours. Mobile home privilege tax bills were mailed out. If you are responsible for payment and have not received a bill, please contact our office to obtain a copy of the bill, 815-432-6985. Failure to receive a tax bill will not relieve you from paying taxes or late penalties. Uplifted Care plans June activities, events for community. Uplifted Care invites all women veterans to attend the Women's Vet-to-Vet Cafe on Wednesday, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Women will have the opportunity to meet other women veterans, share stories, access resources, and make new connections. Coffee and light snacks are provided. Caregivers are invited to the caregiver support group hosted on Wednesday, June 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Uplifted Care Community Grief Center, 3115 North 1000 West Road, Bourbonnais, Illinois, 60914. If you're a family caregiver, you know that the role comes with a unique mix of joy and heartache, fulfillment and stress. You are not alone on this complex path. Uplifted Care understands the ups and downs of caregiving and offers our caregivers support group designed to provide support, understanding, and expert advice each month. This month's presentation, Caregiving Tips from an Uplifted Care CNA. Whether your loved one is living at home or in a care facility, many situations may arise that require additional knowledge to best meet their unique needs. From personal care, transferring, nourishment, engaging activities, and more, our CNAs are well-versed in many different facets of care. This presentation will offer tips and tricks along with some demonstrations to help meet your loved one's basic care needs safely and offer suggestions to help increase their quality of life while helping lighten your caregiving load. We'll offer instruction on using basic medical equipment, explore some of the different products available, and how to utilize common household items to assist in various situations. Please come with any questions you may have and even specific situations you may have experienced that you'd like additional feedback or tips. Uplifted Care's Summer Garage Sale fundraising event is planned. All proceeds from the two-day garage sale on June 12th and 13th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. will benefit the We Honor Veterans program. The garage sale will be held at the Uplifted Care Community Grief Center, 3115 North 1000 West Road, Bourbonnais. Please join us for the Honoring Impactful Men Grief Workshop on Saturday, June 21st, 2025, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Uplifted Care Community Center, Community Grief Center, 3115 North 1000 West Road, Bourbonnais. This free workshop is a safe space for anyone who has lost their father figure to join others who have experienced a similar loss. Through activities and discussion, attendees will have the opportunity to connect with others, to realize you are not alone in your grief journey, and learn powerful coping tools to deal with the difficult emotions that often accompany grieving a parent. Everyone will create a keepsake to take home to remember Dad. This free workshop is open to individuals and families with children ages 5 and up. All workshop materials and light refreshments will be provided. Registration is required to attend, so materials may be prepared. To register for this free grief workshop or for more information on all of our grief support services, please call our office today at 815-939-4141. The Uplifted Care Community Grief Center offers something for everyone at any stage of their grief journey. All services are completely free of charge. Grief support groups are held weekly unless noted below. Mondays, loss of a parent, 10 a.m. Finding your new normal, 10 a.m. Grief walk and talk, 12 p.m. Tuesdays, women's talk and tea, 10 a.m. Spousal loss, 4 p.m. Wednesdays, moving through grief yoga, 10 a.m., third Wednesday of each month. Child loss, 4 p.m., first and third Wednesday of each month. Thursdays, grief book club, fourth Thursday each month. Saturdays, Kids Hour, 12 p.m., third Saturday of the month, January, February, April, May, June, July, August, and November. To register for the free support group or for more information on all of our grief support services, please call our office today at 815-939-4141. Unit 9 Board makes employment decisions at May meeting. The Unit 9 School Board made some employment decisions at the May 20th Board meeting. The Board approved employing Michael Ruby as Watsika Junior High School, Watsika Community High School Assistant Principal. The Board also approved employing Heather Coffey, Jennifer Hamilton, Terry Smith, and Abby Persey as long-term substitutes. Marissa Gourley was employed as a cook. Joe Schurz was approved as a high school physical education teacher. The board also approved the resignation of Landon Stalter as a high school physical education teacher, Erica Miller as a high school counselor, Kristen Peters as a cook, and Ava Swartz as a long-term paraprofessional substitute. The board approved a quote from the American Building Services to replace cafeteria doors at Glen Raymond School for $25,331.16. The board also approved the contract with Nationwide Environmental and Demo LLC for abatement of asbestos at Nettie Davis School in the sum of $77,000 with a $10,000 allowance. The Watsika Girls Summer Softball League was approved for the use of the Unit 9 grounds. This has been Lincoln reading the Iroquois County Times Republic for Thursday, May 29th, 2025. Be well, and I'll be reading to you again real soon.